Perché ha preferito Ward a Evans? In base al tipo di superficie o allo stato di forma attuale?
We just had that question, so the question was about why did I pick Ward over Evans, so I'll let you explain.
Okay, so it's, lui prima ha detto che Ward è un ottimo giocatore, ha sicuramente un buon ranking. Ward è un ottimo giocatore, scusatemi, ha un ottimo ranking e sicuramente il fatto di giocare sulla terra rossa può essere un vantaggio per lui. E in ogni caso è una grandissima occasione per Ward giocare questa partita.
He talked a bit about this yesterday, Leon, but I mean you must feel as a team on a bit of a roll. You've gone to a couple of countries where very tough matches is happening again, but you seem to have that sense of kind of self-confidence, self-belief that has grown over the last 6 months maybe.
Yeah, I said actually at the last tie, I think we're quite fortunate in one way, and maybe me selfishly as captain taking a team that was at the lowest end of the competition, because it allowed us to grow confidence, win matches, and winning matches helps anyone's feelings, and the confidence grew from that, and we should have won those matches that we played sort of 4 years ago and 3 years ago. And it's gradually got tougher and tougher, but we've come into those matches, and the low, you know, Ward, Evans, and the singles front have beaten a lot of higher ranked players, top 100 players, because they've come in with a lot of momentum and a lot of self belief, and that team spirit and that momentum has carried on. And then when Andy comes back in the team with that momentum, of course, that's really helped. So the timing of things over the last 4 years, I think, has been a really good natural progression as we've gone forward. So that's why I think, with all being well and you know Andy fully fit and with the rest of the guys we've got here to play, I think we've got a really good chance this weekend, although I know it's going to be very, very tough and we are slight underdogs, obviously, but I think we've got a great chance.
Okay, first of all I want to welcome Russ Hutchins because I'm a friend of his father, Paul, and in the National Club he always did a great job, and so welcome back. Second question to the captain, 33 years since Great Britain has been in the semi-final of the Davis Cup, and 16 years then Italy has not been in the semi-final. Why do you think this happened? Because they didn't pay much attention to the Davis Cup, they didn't work enough on Davis Cup, or because there were no players, good players enough, there was politics or other reasons why Davis Cup was not so successful for Italy and Great Britain?
I mean, I could be here for like 5 hours if you want. I mean, that's a wide question. I certainly won't talk about the Italian situation, but from our end, it's going to sound cheesy, but we've got to just focus on what we've been doing the last few years. You know, we had actually great players in the last sort of cycle with Tim and Greg. We had some tough draws, tough matches, really exciting ties that they encountered. You know, we could have a debate all night long about why we don't have more success, but at the end of the day we're sitting here in a quarter-final match now, and it's something that, you know, I think we deserve to be here. We've got a great team, we've got a Wimbledon champion at our disposal, which is obviously amazing, and as I say, I think we've got a great chance of winning. So if it's been 33 years since we've been in semis and 16 for Italy, then I guess it's our turn then, because we've been longer out, so hopefully it's us.
Domande in italiano.